WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
My next guest, Phil Gordon, could be considered a lucky man. He got into the high-tech software industry at the right time and got out of it before the high-tech crash. After retiring at age 26, he traveled the world, then somehow ended up at a poker table. This is where skill, as much as luck, takes over. Gordon took fourth place in the 2001 World Series of Poker and has won more than $1 million in competition since then. His good fortune at getting in at the right time has extended to television, which started televising poker in a more accessible way at about the same time Gordon started winning seriously. He's the expert poker analyst for the Bravo cable series Celebrity Poker Showdown, which he now co-hosts with comedian Dave Foley. His original co-host was Kevin Pollak. Gordon remarks on the odds and the odd players, as celebrities such as Martin Sheen, Jeff Gordon, and Ben Affleck play No Limit Texas Hold'em for charity. Let's hear some of the show. Phil Gordon and Dave Foley watch as Mina Suvari, Rosario Dawson, Wanda Sykes, and football player Jerome Bettis play a hand.
Mina Foley.
All right, this would be a very good time for Jerome to make a move. I'd like to see him go all in no matter what he has here.
Here he goes, all in.
All in.
All right. He really doesn't have a choice.
This could save his testicular integrity. Juan has got a 2-3 suited.
Jerome raises to 1,400, all in.
I'm going to let you stick around a little while.
Wanda folds, Jerome wins the pot.
She lays it down and lets him take the pot.
Come on, man. I knocked the brother out. They take away my NAACP card. Like that. Like black on black crime, man. I can't do that.
I asked Phil Gordon which celebrities surprised him by actually being good poker players.
Probably the most surprising celebrity would be Mimi Rogers. Mimi came on the show and we were in the dressing room, and I get about 2 hours, 2.5 hours with the players before the show actually begins to answer their questions, to practice, to make sure that they understand the mechanics of the game, and really to, you know, to play a little practice tournament. We sit down and I play some hands along with them. I play some hands against them. And Mimi, who is an extremely intelligent woman, asked probably the most detailed and insightful questions about poker that I'd ever heard. And she caused me to think about the game in some different ways. Since then, she's gone on to actually finish in the money at a World Poker Tour event. She came in 26th place at a tournament in San Jose, California in March. And she's been playing quite a bit and really improving her game. But
wow,
she was most surprising.
Has anybody else from the show that you know gone on to do that well in a real tournament?
Well, I mean, the best example is Ben Affleck. And I get a lot of questions about Ben. Ben is a world-class poker player. He may not have been a year ago, but he has taken lessons from some of the best poker players in the world. Howard Lederer, good friend of mine, Chris Ferguson, Annie Duke. He and Annie Duke are very, very good friends. And he's taken the game extremely seriously. About 2 months ago, he entered a $10,000 buy-in tournament in Commerce Casino here in Los Angeles, and he won $360,000. Ben Affleck is the California State Poker Champion right now. So he is not a person that you want to sit across the poker table from if you're expecting to win money.
I enjoy the show not only for the poker, but for the humor, because there's usually a couple of comics that are sprinkled among the table. And then there's everything from country music stars to NASCAR drivers, people that you wouldn't expect to naturally be funny, but that are really funny in this situation and use it as a weapon.
Right,
so,
yeah.
So watching it from your analyst's booth, who's really good at using his or her own personality in a poker context?
I think there are two that come to mind. David Cross has played on our show twice. He's actually advanced to the championship round in both of his appearances on the show. One of the funniest guys in the world, and you never know what's going to come out of his mouth. And I think people sitting at the table there are just kind of waiting in anticipation for him to go crazy at the table, and they might play a suboptimal game because of that. The other one that really comes to mind is Wanda Sykes. And Wanda was at the same table in, I think, our funniest show to date with Jerome Bettis. He's a running back for the Steelers. Also Travis Tritt was at that table, country music star. And they were just so funny. I don't know. They such great chemistry at that table. Travis Tritt, gave it back to him. And poor Jerome Bettis, boy. I would not have wanted to be him in that Pittsburgh Steeler locker room for opening, for spring training, because, Wanda Sykes bluffed him out of a couple of really big pots, and yeah, wow.
Yeah, that's the
what
thing.
What a great game, though. You know, that was so much fun for us.
I didn't think about that. When you're a celebrity player on that, you don't know until you get home and see the tape what everybody else knows about how you were suckered out.
That's right.
Well, for the Fresh Air audience, if there are people who haven't seen the show and haven't played poker, explain as concisely as you can exactly what game it is everybody's playing, why that's the game that's being played, and why what makes it so dramatic as you play it.
Sure. The game that's played on nearly all, every poker broadcast, including Celebrity Poker Showdown, is No Limit Texas Hold'em. This is a poker game where each player at the table is dealt two cards face down, and then there's a round of betting. And then there are three community cards turned face up in the middle of the table, followed by another round of betting. Another card face up in the middle of the table. That's called the turn card. Another round of betting. And then a final community card in the middle. So five cards in the middle, two cards in your hand. You make your best five-card hand from any combination therein. So you can use two from your hand and three from the board. Mm-hmm. You can use one from your hand, four from the board, or all five cards on the board, if need be. We call it No Limit. So that's Texas Hold'em. The No Limit comes from the fact that at any point in the betting, you can bet as many chips as you have in front of you. And that triggers the key phrase that's penetrated the lexicon of America, I'm all in, which means you're betting all of your chips in front of you. And the reason that we play that game is because in 1979, the very first World Series of Poker that happened in Las Vegas at Benyon's Horseshoe Casino, that's the game that they played. It's considered the most skillful game in poker right now. And the tradition of having the World Series of Poker event be No Limit Texas Hold'em, I think, is carried over. All the big events on the World Poker Tour are No Limit. Celebrity Poker Showdown's No Limit. And the World Series of Poker is still No Limit.
Celebrity Poker Showdown is Bravo's most popular show, except for Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, unless you've lapped them recently.
We've lapped them.
You have lapped them? You are
it? It is official.
Okay,
yes.
All right. Well, congratulations. I wouldn't have bet against that one. How did you get involved? Because you didn't win the tournament in 2001. You came in fourth, and yet the guys who came in, the men or women who came in third, second, and first, aren't the co-host of this thing.
Yeah, well, fortunately, the guy that came in first only speaks Spanish, so he's Carlos Mortensen. He's from Madrid, Spain, and we cater to an English-speaking audience mostly, so that I had that going for me. Right after my performance of the World Series of Poker, the World Poker Tour started that next year. I got very fortunate and won the third event on the World Poker Tour, which kind of backed up my previous results. About that same time, I was invited to a double date weekend in San Francisco, and the girl that I was dating, her best friend.
Oh, I thought this was some poker game I didn't know about.
No,
okay,
all right. No.
Okay,
her best friend was dating Hank Azaria, and Hank Azaria, as you know from The Simpsons and Birdcage and such, has a home game every Sunday night at his house in Hollywood. And Matthew Perry plays, and Michael Vartan from Alias plays, and Josh Molina from The West Wing. He plays Will Bailey on The West Wing. He's also on Sports Night and a couple of other shows.
So the Josh Molina that is one of the executive producers on your show is the same Josh Molina who's on The West Wing now?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, the same guy. One of the nicest guys in the world, by the way.
And it explains why so many West Wing players have been on,
there you go.
Your program.
Yeah.
Okay.
So over the course of this weekend, you know, Hank said, well, you know, we've been, the, my friends Josh and Andy Newman, another executive producer, have been tossing around this idea. I think you'd be perfect to host it. Can I get you in touch with them? I was like, oh, sure. No problem. And, you know, Josh took me to breakfast about a week later and pitched the show. And my first reaction was, well, how much do I have to pay to be the host of the show? And they said, no, that's not how it works in TV. You know, we're actually going to pay you. I said, well, all the better. So, you know, about 9 months later, they'd sold the show to Bravo. And October of last year, we were filming our very first episodes. And there I was sitting behind a desk with my co-host Kevin Pollak and talking about poker to a national audience. It was really kind of a crazy thing to happen.
Now, you took a big risk because, I mean, in college you were studying computer science, right? You were going to be a software engineer. What did you want to be?
I was a software engineer.
Okay, so what did you want to be? How did you envision yourself at the age you are now when it was 10 years ago? What did you think you'd be doing?
I probably would have thought I would still be in computer software. But I got very, very lucky. I moved to California in 1991 and Northern California, Silicon Valley area, just at the right time. I got involved with a startup company. I was the first employee for a high-tech startup company called Netsys Technologies. And, you know, over the course of 3.5 years, we built our business and built some software, very esoteric software that was only useful for probably 100 or 250 companies in the world. But it was useful enough that Cisco Systems decided to buy us out. And at age 26, I could retire. And I did so. For a couple of years, I left Silicon Valley. I left my job. And I set off on a backpacking journey around the world by myself. I visited 50 countries on 6 continents. Just with a backpack and hanging out, staying in youth hostels and seeing the world in a very unique way. Only when I got done with that trip and moved back to the United States did I really take up poker full-time as a profession. And I did that mostly because it was the most fun thing that I could think to do.
Bill Maher, on his program a couple of weeks ago, I don't know if you heard his new rule regarding televised poker. But
no.
He said that basically anyone who watches card games on TV either needs a life or needs a drinking problem. And I wondered what your response was to that.
Well, all I can tell Bill is that you know, he obviously hasn't played the game, because once you've played the game even once, you'll be addicted and you'll want to play and you'll want to get better. So I hope to see him at a table pretty soon. Maybe we'll get him to play on Celebrity Poker Showdown. Change his mind.
Phil Gordon, thanks very much for coming on Fresh Air.
Thank you very much. It's really been a pleasure.
Phil Gordon, he's the expert poker analyst on the Bravo TV series Celebrity Poker Showdown.